Hey, what up, guys? It's your main man, the Velvet Gentleman. How y'all guys doing out there? My lady listeners, my homeboys, how you guys doing? It's 7:30 in the evening on the UK. So let's talk about my dating life. So I'm gonna take you guys on a journey. I'm just gonna guide you through the craziest dates I've had, the weirdest dates I've had, and just my view on like the dating game, and tips if you want tips, advice if you need advice. I'm not in a relationship, but I know how to be in a relationship. And then on a couple of other segments, because I write short stories, so I'll introduce some of my short stories in there. They won't be tame, and they will be what is it described as? Well, if you've got a very good imagination, I'm pretty sure you can paint a picture. So anyway, dates. I've had my fair share of dates. I don't know, let me tell you a date that I went on, right? So, I met this girl online. I was online dating, so I met her online. And we spoke for a bit. Well, we spoke back and forth for quite a while because I like to try and get a good feel of who I'm dating, who I'm gonna go out with and meet, you know, because people are like nuts nowadays. And you just can't be too sure who you're meeting, you know, or what their mentality is like. And I like to take my time. So I met this person online, and it was a dating app. And we matched, so we started talking. She's not normally my type, but, you know, I thought, let's try and go outside the box. My friend's always telling me, don't be so picky. I don't think I'm picky. I just think I know what I like and what I don't like. But we went out. Now, I'm a very, very, very big advocate of listen and pay attention. And, you know, for a first date, I'm not really the kind of guy to say, let's go to the movies. Like, who goes to the movies, right, on their first date? Like, there's no talking involved. Because I'm going to go see the movie. Like, if I'm paying for us to go see a movie, I'm going to go see the movie. I don't really want to have a conversation in between. Yeah, we can laugh about certain parts that happened, but, you know, I'm not really going to go on a first date to the movies. So, let me just give you a little bit of backstory on this individual. So, we've been talking back and forth for like a few weeks. And in these few weeks, she started to get clingy, bit needy, you know, quite demanding. Like, there were times when if I didn't return a message back straight away or within about an hour, I'd get several messages telling me, where are you? Why are you not answering me? What you doing? Who are you with? Now, if I've not really met you, the statement or the comment or the question, who are you with, isn't really any of your business, to be honest. Because whatever I'm doing, I'm clearly busy. That's why I'm not speaking to you. It doesn't mean I'm talking to another woman. It doesn't mean I'm in another girl's panties. It could generally mean that I'm busy and I'll get back to you when I can. And I tend to apologize and say, look, sorry that I didn't get back to you straight away. However, this is what was going on, you know? It's just polite, common courtesy. I'm old school like that. So she'd been doing a lot of this, what I call needy, backwards and forwards attitude. And I get it when you like somebody. I do. But sometimes, if somebody didn't get back to you within an hour or so, like, give them the benefit of the doubt. If it's like 2 or 3 days now, yes, you know, fair play. Let's find out what's going on. But if it's not, then there's no need to be all that hype. So anyway, she'd got like that, and I started to get cold feet, and I was like, maybe we shouldn't meet up, you know? Like, I don't really like this attitude. I'm too old to be playing this game of, oh, wait, let's see. If there's certain attitudes that I don't like, I'm going to talk about it in a polite way, and I'm going to be like, look, I'm not really cool with this. Can we try and, like, have a conversation about it, and let's work on not letting this happen again. If there's anything that I'm doing that you don't like, tell me, and vice versa, right? So I did that. I gave her the talk, but this attitude continued. And then continued, and because we'd already had a conversation about what do I like to do on a first date and what I don't like to do, she'd picked the cinema. So in my mind, I'm thinking, right, first of all, you're getting needy. Second of all, you're not even listening to me. Like, if you're not listening to me now, or considering things that I'm saying to you, and I'm considering things that you're saying, like, we ain't really going to get far, because we already started off on the wrong foot. But anyway, she opted to go for the movies, and I was like, fine, let's go, whatever. So we went to the movies now, and, you know, before then we had pre-drinks, and I wasn't really a big drinker, because one, it's a school night, I've got to work the next day, and two, I don't really want to drink to get drunk around somebody that I've just met for the first time. It can leave a bad impression, number one. And number two, you know, you get too nervous, you end up doing things that you shouldn't be doing or saying things that you shouldn't be saying, because drink is now taking over and not your common sense. So I didn't really want to do that. Anyway, so we get to the cinema now, and we go to watch The Conjuring 2. So I know what game she's playing now, because she wants to play the whole, it's a horror movie, oh my god, I'm so scared, I'm going to jump into your arms. And in my mind, I'm like, alright mate, epic fail there, but okay, let's see how it goes. So we're watching the film now, and automatically when I got there and I've met up with her, I'm not feeling the vibe at all. Like, I don't know if it's because of pre-conversations we've had before where she'd been too clingy, or the fact that she'd picked the cinema, or it must have been a jump, you know, an accumulation of things. But I wasn't feeling the atmosphere, the vibe, or nothing. I just didn't want to be there. But I'm polite, you know, we're watching the film, she's trying to play the whole jump into my arms vibe, and I'm, you know, I'm thinking, yeah, it's not really going to happen, but go ahead, do your thing. As the film's going on, I'm now looking at the time, thinking, right, I need to be checking for the next bus when it leaves, so I can get back to mine, and, you know, make sure she gets her taxi or her bus home or whatever, you know. This lady had different plans, because this lady's whispering in my ear saying, when we finish, you know, we'll get a taxi and go back to her house. And I'm thinking, I don't know where you're going, but that ain't on the agenda for me tonight, I'm sorry, love. And I just pretend I didn't hear her, and I'm just carrying on watching the movie. Now I'm texting my best friend like, yo, this girl's got other plans, but I'm not really trying to play that game, you know? So my best friend, she's laughing at me. She finds this hilarious. I don't find this hilarious at all, but she does. And we get outside the cinema now, and by the time the movie finishes, the last bus is gone. Yeah, so after the film's done, I'm now looking and the bus is gone. So I'm like, right, it's going to have to be a taxi affair. So I go outside, and I'm slick, so I put my phone out, and I'm using the app to book two taxis, right? We're going two different directions. So as I'm booking these taxis, this goes faster than me. And she's like, nah, it's okay, babe, we've got it covered. I booked the taxi, we're going back to mine. And I was like, look, I'm not trying to be rude, but no, it's okay. Like, I gotta go home. I've got a train in the morning. I'm meeting my best friend first thing in the morning. I don't want to be late. Do you know, it was good night. Thank you, appreciate it. You know, just let's leave it there. But she was adamant. So now we're having this conversation backwards and forwards, and now we're looking like a couple having a domestic outside the cinema about, I want to go back to my house, and you can go back to your house. So anyway, long story short, the taxi arrives. So we jump in the car. So by this time, I'm texting my homegirl like, yo, this girl's trying to drag me to her house. Like, I don't know what she thinks is going on, but it ain't about to go down tonight. And don't get me wrong, I'm not gay, but if I'm not feeling you, it's not going down. Simple as. If there's no connection, no chemistry, no spark, no zing, that's, you know, no fucking tonight. Do you know what I mean? So she's giving a talk in my ear. I'm memorizing the way back to the cinema, because in my mind I'm thinking, if it ain't far, I'm going to have to pull one of those Craig David moves and slip out and then walk back. Walk back to where I know how to get home. So anyway, we're in the taxi and she's talking and giving it all the talk. And she stops off at a corner shop to get a bottle of alcohol, vodka. So now she's basically, there's two things, or should we say three things now that she's completely ignored. One, clingy. Two, I don't do cinema on the first date. Three, trying to get me drunk. So now we get back to her house. She triple locks the door. Triple locks the door, I kid you not. At this point, my best friend is having a laugh, and then she neglects to tell me that this person is a stalker. And has stalked her in the past with her ex-boyfriend. Small world, yep. As you'll learn, as I take on my journey, you'll realise that my world seems to be very, very claustrophobic. So now, I'm not freaking out, but I'm like, great, so I'm a big black guy. There's a small-ass white girl. I'm in her house, and you're telling me she's a stalker. And she's crazy. Well, that's just great. So we're now in the house, and I'm like, look, I'm not going to drink, just so you know. And she's like, just have a drink. I'm like, well, I don't want to have a drink. And she's like going on about, have a drink, you're being antisocial, you're being this, you're being that. Now I'm trying to bite my tongue here, because I want to be like, look, woman, I done told you the first time. I don't do cinema on the first date, and I don't drink on the first date, unless I've said, let's go out to have a drink. I didn't say, let's go out to have a drink. So why are you trying to get me drunk when you know in the morning I've got things to do? Like, what are you trying to do here? Are you, what game are you playing? If the shoe was on the other foot, you'd say I was being forceful and you could basically report me. So please do not get it confused. I can't lay my hands on you, but I can carry you like the Smurf that you are and put you to the left. Anyway, she's going on and on and on. So she pours me a drink. I said to her, just pour a little bit, I'm not drinking. Half a glass of vodka, 3 or 4 drops of coke. I was just thinking in my head, this is not happening to me. She's there trying to put the moves on, telling me, I bet I didn't think I was going to get lucky tonight, and giving it all this and all that. Long story short, as soon as she fell asleep, I disappeared like a ghost. Put her number on block. I blocked her on everything. This girl stalked me for 6 months, trying to message me on the different logins for social media or using different phone numbers to text and message me just to see if I'd meet up with her a second time. I had to give her what my friends call the mirror of truth, where I basically just dressed her down. I didn't want to have to do it, but man, she gave me no choice. I gotta say, it put me off dating for at least a good 4 or 5 months. Like, really, ladies, guys, who's experienced this? Like, what is up with that? I mean, is listening no longer a thing? When you meet up with each other, is it all about let's get a drink and then smash straight away? Like, let's do exactly what the person doesn't want to do, and then try and see if I could seduce him or her into what I really want. Like, is that what we're doing out here now? Like, does game, like, are we not allowed to have game anymore? Or does game no longer exist? Or is that a conversation for another day? I don't know, you tell me. But yeah, after that, it put me off dating for at least a good 6 months. And the funny thing was, that was the first date that I went on, like, get back into dating. This was the first date I went on after my last breakup, because I was in a relationship for 12 years before then. So this was my first date after 12 years, and shocking. Absolutely shocking. Anyway, guys, hit me up, tell me any embarrassing or interesting first dates you had, or what you reckon about the date that I've just explained. Take it easy. Ladies, be good. Guys, be better. Enjoy your evening. Peace.